So there's one question I wrote down here. But I want to tell you the answer. There's one question I wrote down here, but I'll tell you the question. I want to tell you the answer because the answer is important. Not Musser, but it's important. You know, what?
Sorry,
there is. I'm starting for the year. Sichas Musser tonight at 8 o'clock, and at my table we put the tables together, and everyone reads, and we have a great time, right? Okay. Now, one of the first nesnayim of Avram. Avram had 10 tests, right? With Lech Lecha, we start with Avram tests, but we know one of the tests is the Kipshin Eish. Right? Everyone knows the Kipshin Eish. Who threw Avram into the fire? Nimrod threw Avram into the fire. Avram saved. Okay, that's called a test of Avram. That's the only test that's not mentioned in the Torah. Why isn't that test mentioned in the Torah? That was one of his greatest tests. Why isn't it mentioned in the Torah? So I just want to tell you a simple answer for this. A simple answer. The Torah doesn't want to write that Shem saved Avram from Kipshin Eish because Avram was wrong. Avram was wrong. Okay? Now, let me just give you an example. You walk into a mosque. Okay? You walk into a mosque and they're all, you know, Allah Akbar and everything. And you say, Allah is a mamzer. Allah is a this and Allah is a that. And they kill you. Did you just die a Kiddush Hashem? No. What? No. What were you? What did you do? What? You what? No. What did you do?
Suicide.
Suicide.
You put yourself in a bad situation.
No, you didn't. You committed suicide. You committed suicide. That's wrong. If everyone here would do it, and yay, I died because Hashem. No, you didn't. You committed suicide. Well, that's what Avram did. That's what Avram did. They always compare this to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were also thrown into the Kipshin Eish. There it says, they're great. It talks about it, they're great. Why were they great? They died B'Kiddush Hashem. They didn't die. But they got thrown into the fire B'Kiddush Hashem. They were told to bow down, and they didn't bow down. They said, we'd rather die than bow down. That's B'Kiddush Hashem. But what did Avram do? Avram went, and walked into the idol place, and walked into the church, and broke all the idols. Suicide. Now, so the Medrash, yes? What? Very good. So the Gemara says that, not Gemara, the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't leave this up to Din Shemayim. There was no Din Shemayim about that. Because it says, Chanan Shel Zayah, there was Din Shemayim, and the Din Shemayim said, save him. The Din Shemayim said, don't save him. But the Russian of the Medrash is, Ani Yachid Ba'olam, V'hu Yachid Ba'olam Mi. He has to start spreading the belief of monotheism. So Hashem said, Min HaDin, he's not to do it. But he's my first guy to spread monotheism. He should be doing this. So it was a special deal between Avram and Hashem. And it's not negated the rest of our lives, this Kipshin Eish Nisayan. So much so that it didn't even say it in the Torah, because you might learn from this that, walk in and yell, Allah Mamzer, you know? So that's why it's not there. You can't learn anything from this Nisayan, because this Nisayan, for us, would be suicide. It's an unbelievable thing. It's a different way of looking at this whole thing. Okay. Now, in the beginning of Lech Lecha, Hashem says Lech Lecha, and this was an unbelievable nesayon for Avram. Lech Lecha, v'eschav lo gadol, now make you a great nation, v'arech lecha, now bless you, v'gadol shemecha, v'hei bracha. So Rashi says, why all these things? So Rashi says, "V'fisha derech goremes l'shoish dvarim." The derech is gorem three things: mamath priya rivya. You can't have children, and the derech you don't have time for. It's not comfortable, and you don't have relations with your wife in the derech. So you don't have pruvu. And metas a mamon, and you're not making money. You know, you're on the way. You're losing money. A metas a shame. And you were famous for where you were, but you're not going to be famous where you are. So therefore, it says the three things: I make you a guy gadol, which is pruvu, avrecha, and I'll bless you with money, v'gadol shemecha, and you'll be famous. So the question is: this is a three-part question. One answer answers all three parts. You know, whenever there's a bracha, there's a lot of brachas to the avos, a lot. Rashi never at all says, what are these brachas about? Suddenly here Rashi has to tell you, oh, why did he give these brachas? You know, Rashi doesn't do it any place else. That's one question. And why these three? Okay. But the main question, but it's all one question, is, you know, leaving your land and losing everything, that's nesayin. But Hashem tells you, oh, if you go, you'll be rich, you'll be famous, and you'll have a big family. That's a nesayin. That's a nesayin. I mean, this is one of the nesayins of Avram. And the pasuk tells us, Hashem says, Avram, go, and you'll be rich, famous, and have a big family. What kind of nesayin is that? Okay, that's it's all one question. Really. What? The third one is, why bedafka these three things? We'll talk about that. I mean, not with all, you have to answer. Okay. I have a whole bunch of questions with them. The third one, I'll give you one of my favorite ones of all time. One of my favorite ones of all time. Per tezvov, pasuk tezvov. Avram is it's a bris ben bsharim. Hashem is talking to Avram. He gave him brachos. And he says, and gamas agayish yavdu yavaydu dana nochi, and I'll, which means Mitzrayim, I'll kill the Egyptians. Vakin yotzei b'kush gadol, the Jews will go out Mitzrayim b'kush gadol. Vata tava of esecha b'shalom, and you will die, go to your fathers b'shalom, tikaver b'seva tova, and you'll die at old age, but you will go to your fathers. In fact, Rashi, the simple question. What's Rashi's simple question? What? That's a bracha that Avram. Oh, you can go to Gehenim with your father?
Father, the Jew.
Oh, who answers that? Rashi. So Rashi says, that's Rashi's question. Alav Asecha. Aviv Ovah Zorah. His father Ovah Zorah. Whom Avatri Shavai Love. And Hashem says, you're going to come to him? That means you're going to Gehenim? Vamdecha Shasa Terach Tshuva. Must be the Terach the Tshuva. That's the Rashi. Terach the Tshuva. There's a Gemara that says, when the tzaddik dies, and his father's in Gehenna, his father leaves Gehenna and goes to the Gan Eden. Why? Because what kind of Gan Eden is it if your father's in Gehenna? It takes away from your Gan Eden. Hey, I'm here. My father's in Gehenna. Therefore, any tzaddik who dies, his father gets out of Gehenna and goes to Gan Eden. Therefore, what's the question now?
Right.
What?
That should be the answer.
That should be the answer. So how do you know Terach the Tshuva? When you come there, your father will be there, of course, because you know he won't be in Gehenna. He'll be in Gan Eden if you come there. So that's the question I want you to answer. If a tzaddik brings his father out of Gehenna, so how do you know his father did Tshuva? That's the question. Okay. What? The Gemara says it.
Where are we?
Oh, I didn't. I know this in my head, and I always write down what Gemara it is, and I didn't write it down.
Perfect.
I'll tell you later.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Those are the questions. Yes. You want to give an answer? Yeah. You want to ask me a question? You give me $5?
It's not. then though, if the person is in Gehenna, if he didn't do tshuva, now he needs a kafara in order to go to Gehenna.
He doesn't. If his father, if his son is tzaddik, goes to Gan Eden, he goes to Gan Eden without anything.
Gehenna is not like arbitrary. You have to be there because it's fulfilling the purpose.
But that's not what the Gemara. The Gemara says, yeah, you're there for the purpose. But even if you didn't fulfill your purpose, if your son, if a person's son dies and son's a tzaddik, you go out of Gehenna. You do.
It's better. It's been more than 11 months.
What?
More than 11 months.
I don't know the answer to that. You would just be machadi something that's not very, very clear. That after 11 months you leave Gehenna and go to Gan Eden. You leave Gehenna. What?
Where do you go?
Okay. You don't want to. No Kabbalah, okay? You don't want to know.
Yeah, I do.
What?
I do.
Yeah, okay. Anyway. You don't want to know Kabbalah. Okay, yes?
This is all knowing by Gerim?
What?
This would be the same din by a Ger?
Yes.
If you're a Ger, even though, don't say if you're a Ger.
I don't like those kind of answers.
Why?
Here. Because then we get again. Was it from Jewish? Was he not Jewish? Is this the game before Matar or not Matar? Don't start with me. In this parsha, you have so many that same question. You have this parsha so many times.
In general,
Avram keeping and Avram not keeping. What was
her? His parents?
What?
His parents?
No.
So do they?
But it's his parent.
I mean.
Okay. I don't like that answer. I do not like that answer. Avraham Avinu is not gonna sit in Gan Eden with Terach in Ganem. No way. Yes.
When Avram left from Haran, was his
Harsha
alive?
He learned the last Rashi. And all the Cheshbonos.
Right,
don't ask the Cheshbonos. So we ask, it's more than 11 months?
No, but I thought it was Mashmo over there already, that Terach had already done Shuvah by the time the Avraham had left.
Tell me how it's Mashmo.
Isn't that Rashi?
This Rashi?
Yeah.
No, it right, says Terach did Shuvah.
I'm saying the last Rashi in Parsha.
I have to look at that again, the whole Cheshbon. I don't know. Okay, now let's talk about this. Okay, I always say this, I have to say it because I always say it. And, there's a big deal in Shidduchim. Picture, no picture. There's a big deal in Shidduchim. Picture, no picture. Half the world is against pictures. And half the world is four pictures. I read a shidduch to a guy and I send a resume. Oh, Rebbe, I have to look at a picture. Oh, but I don't believe in pictures. Oh, but I believe in pictures. I'm not going unless I see a picture. Oh, but I want to show you a picture. You know, it's very hard.
Rebbe, a picture's worth a thousand words.
What? Okay.
What does Rebbe want with that?
What?
Can I lean one way or the other?
I lean no picture. Oh,
really?
You see, oh. I believe something very funny. after I tell you this, I'll tell you what I believe in, okay? I'll tell you what I believe. I believe something funny. But when you say no picture, why do you say no picture? Not because it's sneeze. Not because it has nothing to do with sneers. Nothing to do with a headshot, or this, that. It has nothing to do with sneers. You know, when you're anti-picture, like an anti-vaxxer, an anti-picture, if you're anti-picture, why? Because when you look at a picture of a girl, you're looking at a picture. You don't see the twinkle in her eye. You don't see the twinkle in her smile. You don't see her inner beauty. But when you talk to a girl, and you have a relationship with a girl, even though she's not the most beautiful girl, I've had it a million times. I've done 26 shidduchim. You know, as they always say, it says that if you do three shidduchim, you go to Gan Eden. I could go eat Burger King the rest of my life. What? Okay. But yeah, 26 shidduchim. In so many shidduchim, the boy started off with, I don't like the way she looks, but maybe I'll try it again. Then the second time, you know, she looks a little better. Maybe I'll try it again. After 8 dates, man, Rebbe, you read me such a beautiful girl. And I know she's not pretty. You know? I know. Okay? But he may have had a relationship, and he saw her chain. So by judging a picture, you don't see that. And that shot in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vahika shehikrav rov in Mitzrayim, Avram and Sarah came from Mitzrayim, Yom HaSarai, Ishtay, he said to Sarah, Hinei no yedati ki isha yifas mara'at. Wow, I just found out you're beautiful. What do you mean? So Rashi says, oh, because the tznius of them, he never looked at her, but that can't be true. Why? First, they were husband and wife. They saw each other. Also, but Avram kept halacha. There's halacha in Gittin and in Kedushin, usher to marry a girl before you look at her, okay? It's usher to marry a girl before you look at her. So it was usher to Avram to marry if you didn't look at her. So Avram saw her, right? Avram did see her. So, but now Avram says, oh, now I know you're beautiful. How did he, what happened here? So Rashi says, oh, the Maisa. What was the Maisa that happened? What was the Maisa? He saw a reflection. Now he saw a reflection. So Avram said this. Avram said, I think she's beautiful, but maybe she's ugly. Maybe she's not beautiful. Maybe it's because I have this relationship and I see the chain. I see the twinkle in her eye. I see her smile. Maybe she's beautiful to me. But Avram finally saw a picture. What was the picture? The reflection. Ah, he saw she was really beautiful. The picture saw she's beautiful. He says, oh, now I know you're really beautiful. I've got to watch out for Paro now. So that's this pasuk is the anti-picture pasuk. That Avram's, to him, to me, you've always been beautiful. But are you really beautiful? Okay. What do I hold?
No picture.
There are some things that guys will, you'll start off, I don't like her looks, and at the end you'll tell me she's beautiful. Except if the girl is very, is overweight.
What?
If the girl's overweight.
Oh.
That, most of the time, that doesn't change, okay? That doesn't change. So if you want to see a picture, I want to see a picture without her face, but just, if she's fat enough, because, oh, you know, guys, Rebbe Shidduch, the guys ask me, Rebbe, you don't have to tell me what she looks like. Is she fat? You know? So, that bothers some people. So, I'd say yes for a picture to see if she's very heavily overweight or not. But other things, I wouldn't tell a picture. Okay? Tell you the truth, okay? You want to know the truth? That's the truth. Okay. What? I have like many girls coming to my house for shidduchim. Many, Rabbi Shlomitz, can we come to your house? We want a lander boy, fathers, mothers, grandparents. You name it, you know. Like, wherever, can we come to your house and meet my daughter? And one story, one girl came in and she was really heavily overweight. And we were talking to the phone. She's a really nice girl, but I tell my wife, you know, like, how are we gonna write her a shidduch? So my wife walked to the car afterwards with her, and she told her, listen, you're the nicest girl in the world, but the boys are not going to allow you because you're really overweight. Go on a diet. Go to the gym. And 3 months later, she came back, and she was married within 6 months. Yeah. Okay. Let's go on. Okay. V'yom Hashem al Avram, lecha ma'artzecha mo'atach v'etzavicha el aret ha'sha'arecha. Hashem didn't tell Avram where he's going. So the Gemara, so Rashi says, Asher Recha, Lo Gilo Ha'aretz Miyad. Hashem didn't tell him where he's going. He should love it. And to give him schar, everyone changes this. Rashi, the gears is not called dibur, dibur. The gears is, excuse me, called psia upsia. To give him schar for every step. Called psia psia. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? Uchavava. What? The first pasuk in Lech Lecha. Aleph. So the question is this. What do you mean Lechavava? By not telling him where you're going, he's going to love it more? What does that mean? He's going to love it more. But the truth is, in Musar, that's the way it is. The harder you work for something, and the more you're looking forward to it and working and doing, you will love the thing more. You will love the thing more. If you get something easily, it's not worth anything. I mean, that's the basic philosophy of Judaism. Hashem wants to give us Gan Eden, but he doesn't want to give it to us for free. So we have to have nisyonos. Because when you work for something, then it's really worth something.
This is what Rabbi was saying by Yom Kippur, by Haggadahs, that the whole thing is
right.
We have to. Why are we stripping things away? We're stripping things away to show up at Kippur.
Yeah. But right. So when you work with something, learning wise, I don't know. I can't talk about all of you, but a lot of you went to Israel, Shana Aleph, and you were a Shana Aleph guy. Suddenly, at one point, boom, hey, I like learning. And then you start learning. And then you want to become Roshana Beis, Roshana Bet, not Beis. In the mirror, I was Shana Beis. But, Shana Bet. Where was this, boom, when did this happen? When did you start liking learning, you know? When were you not a hafter guy? When were you not a hafter? What? What? Yeah, okay, after Pesach. No, then when your girlfriend went back after Pesach. Okay. But. Halavai, you had a girlfriend?
Yeah,
Halavai is a distraction. Yeah, okay. Anyway, but when did it happen? You know what has happened for a lot of people? It happened when you start working hard. You start staying extra. You know, I don't understand this. You stayed during lunch. You stayed at night later. The harder you worked, then you start liking it. It's not. Oh yeah, I gotta work hard. I hate this. I can have to. Rebbe, I hate Gemara. I hate Gemara. You want me to go to Israel? I hate Gemara. Go to Israel because Ben Yehuda, you meet a girl. Okay, good. I'm going. Yeah, I knew at the end it'll be work out fine. But it's the harder you work, the more you love. And that's what Hashem wanted from Avram. Hashem wanted Avram. Avram, I want you to really sweat about this. Don't know where you're going. Just work hard. Am I there? Am I there? Am I there? You know, like, what's going on? He's working hard here. Then he'll get to love Israel. He wanted Avram to love Israel. You love by hardship. The harder it is, the more you love it. The more you love it. Lots of times, even in a marriage, sometimes you have to go through a hardship to really love your wife. It's even in that. The harder it is, the more it is. That is L'chava. When I was 14 and 15 year old intels, I gave my first chabura. I gave my first chabura. I remember my Rosh Chabura. He's called one of the Gedolim today. Okay. What? When I said that, I can't tell you anymore. He's a big Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood. Big Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood. Okay? Anyway, but I worked like a dog for my chabura. I worked like a dog. I was 15 years old. And I wanted to be better than everybody. So I've got to give the best chabura there is. They worked hard. And I gave a chabura. I don't remember anything from when I was 15 years old. I remember the chabura. Because it really meant something to me. I loved it. I worked hard at it. It really meant something to me. You know, that's what it is. You want a lot of guys say, Rabbi, I don't like Gemara. Oh, Rabbi, I don't like it. Are you really working? Are you really working? Are you working hard? Are you spending extra time? Are you sweating? Well, not really. You know, like, no, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. You only love it by working hard. That is the first pasuk. The first pasuk. Wrong page. Yud Gimel? It's not Yud Gimel, that's for sure. Yud Gimel. Why did I write Yud Gimel? Yeah, I did write Yud Gimel. V'yal Avram Mitzrayim, after the whole story with Sarah, Avram became very rich. V'yal Avram Mitzrayim, who v'ishto v'chal shelo v'rok im ha-negba, v'avram kaved ma'od. If you just translate this pasuk, it's the worst thing in the world. If you're Israeli and you translate this pasuk, Avram kaved ma'od, what would that mean?
Very fat.
He was very fat. You don't want to read that way. Avram kaved ma'od means what? He was laden with a lot of stuff. Means he was carrying a lot of heavy stuff, meaning a lot of riches. And kaved ma'od, b'mikna, b'kesef, u'b'zav, v'yeluch l'masa'av, m'negev abeskel. And he went Ramasa'av. What does Ramasa'av mean? What? On his journey. From Negev to Beit El. Ad ha-makom asher haya sham alav b'tchila. Back to where he was. He started off in Beit El. He went to Mitzrayim. Then he came back to Beit El. So Rashi says, what does v'yeh Ramasa'av mean? Does anyone know the Rashi, what v'yeh Ramasa'av means? Okay, Zakt Rashi, v'yeh Ramasa'av. Shechozim in Mitzrayim, Eretz Canaan, when he went back from Mitzrayim to Eretz Canaan, haya holech v'ron v'achsanias shilron v'hem v'alichasal Mitzrayim. He went back to the same hotels. He went back the same way he came. He went back to the same hotels. Ramda derech Eretz, it teaches you derech Eretz, shreishana odam machsanias shiro. A person should not change from his achsania. What does achsania mean?
Hotels.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Especially Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, when he went from Beis El to Mitzrayim, Avram Avinu was poor as a, what's the saying? A church mouse?
What?
A dormouse?
Door.
A doorbell? No. A church. He was very poor. He was very poor. So where did he sleep? You know, like when I was first teaching in Atlanta, I would drive to New York. I wasn't making a lot of money. I'd sleep, you know, Motel 6. Like, you know, we only have 10 cockroaches in your room. Or, you know...
Is that where people get shot?
Yeah, what?
Is that like the one that when he goes to? That's like where all the drug deals happen?
I once stayed in one where I came into the lobby and there was bulletproof glass in front of the guy. And he gave me the key, opened it like he couldn't get in. And he says, be careful in your room. Be careful. So I went to the room. I locked the doors. I put one of the beds against the door. Like, those kind of hotels. That's where Avram went to. You know, there's Motel 6, there's Red Roof Inn. If you know the cheap ones, Days Inn, Red Roof Inn, Motel 6, they're cheap ones. But Avram came back, Hilton, you know, Hilton. Maybe the Ramada, but the Hilton or really fancy, what's the other fancy hotels? Oh, what? What? What?
Florida.
Yeah, wherever it was. What?
Four Seasons?
Four Seasons. Wherever it was. But that's where he should have gone. Now he's rich. Why go back to you know, Roach Motel? But he went back to Roach Motel. Rashi says, Ram Derech Eretz. That's Derech Eretz. what's the Derech Eretz here? What is the Derech Eretz? There's a lot of pshatim what the Derech Eretz is. But the Bayi Moshe say, the Derech Eretz is that you're living a good life without money. Don't change when you get money. Don't be a chazer for a gashmias when you make some money and you get some money. Don't change your life. The world's a circle. You come back. You know, you're up and you're down. Don't forget your past. Don't say my past is terrible. Now I'm a Hilton guy. No. Avraham Avinu went back. He said, I'll still live a life of a regular life. Money's not going to change me. You can't let Mir Tashem, you're all land of college for men, and you're going to get these great degrees, and you're going to make millions of dollars.
Amen.
But don't let it change you.
Amen.
Right. Have a good Shabbos.
Right now. Shabbos, Rebbe. Rebbe inserted a...